Hope you've had a lovely lunch and some rest. Long, deep rest. Because most of the time we come to retreats pretty tired out. So if that's you, please give yourself all the time you need to recover. And that might be the first few days of this retreat, and that's perfectly okay. So first of all, can you hear me okay at this level? Yes. Excellent. That means I can speak quietly as we meditate. It's lovely to see everybody. I've just been looking through your faces and seeing many, many people that I know. And I hope that you're getting nourished by seeing one another. And at the same time, finding that balance between feeling like you're still on the computer, fiddling around with technical things, and also moving inward, moving inside. With the support of one another, with the impression that you're not alone with this. So I would like to lead a meditation this afternoon for about 45 minutes. And usually the time goes very, very fast. So it's better not to even think about the time and just to come into the present moment and allow ourselves to continue to rest and to continue to allow the lights of the mind, the mindfulness, to brighten simply by resting the mind, simply by doing less and less and less. So this morning, Ajahn Brahm gave a very beautiful talk, I thought, about virtue and the power of that virtue to provide both a foundation and, in a sense, a sort of happiness that accompanies you throughout the path, leading into the very deepest states of meditation. And I was, I've got a little hobby as well over here. So in my break, I was tending to my plants, and the simile came to mind that just as with plants and especially saplings, you can see my spider plant behind me. So she's had some babies and she's had yet more actually, which are also growing up. But recently I took off one really big clump, like a really big baby, and put it in some water to wait for it to grow roots. And it's only when these little plants have grown really strong roots that we actually put them in the soil. And in a way, it's only when we've done the foundational work of developing our virtue, developing ourselves in kindness, in generosity, in living lives of non-harm, that we have the opportunity to really take root when we're planted in a meditation retreat. So when you come to a meditation retreat, it can be nice to remember the sila, the good that you've done, and to recognize that you do have those roots quite strong. And I know that because many of you I know already. I'm sure the ones who I don't have been following Ajahn Brahm, and perhaps me as well, for years. And so you do have those roots, but sometimes we don't trust them. And we try and kind of tug on our roots or on our leaves. You know, we try and stretch the plant too soon. So just trusting that we actually have everything it takes to practice is a very good place to begin. So I wanted to lead the meditation today in a way that just allows you to rest and allow the process to naturally unfold. So with the meditation practice that I've learned from Ajahn Brahm, and that's really helped me a lot, it's the practice of starting to take a back seat. And even on the way here from the airport, it's so interesting talking to someone who's seen non-self at some depth, and to have little words and ways of speaking that I use tweaked, or that anybody uses actually in daily life, just tweaked that little bit. So one example was that when we were talking about my meditation practice, and he said, "My meditation practice? What about just the meditation?" So this is a really helpful perspective to have. This is not your practice, this is just practice. And we're doing this together. We've already planted a lot of the causes, and now we're just allowing those roots to extend themselves and allowing the process, the plants, the leaves to unfurl in their own time. So let's gently bring our senses inward. First of all, by allowing ourselves to be as comfortable as we can, and being an English non, having another sip of tea. Maybe you also want another sip of water. Whatever it takes to be as comfortable as you can be right now. Finding the right temperature for your body. You might have realized that your room is a bit stuffy, or maybe you need a shawl. So please take the time now to serve your own body. And when you're ready, if you're comfortable to do so, gently close your eyes. You can do it gradually. Perhaps by just noticing one or two sense impressions, simplifying that realm of the senses of sight before you close your eyes. Or if you're not comfortable with your eyes closed, you can leave them slightly open in the beginning. Usually they become heavy all by themselves. And then finding a comfortable posture that is supporting you, supporting your weight, supporting your back. Sometimes our back is fine on its own. Sometimes you may need to gently rest on a chair or the back of a sofa. See if you can allow your spine to be alert, to give you that feeling of uprightness, of wakefulness. Allow your neck, your spine to support the weight of your skull. The weight of your head. So perhaps it tilts slightly forward and also raises up to the sky. So you're poised for meditation, yet rooted to the ground, feeling the strength of the ground or the chair beneath you. Adjusting your limbs if you need to do so. I usually find my ankles are a little bit squashed or tightly pressed against the thigh. So just giving them all the space they need. So you can wiggle your toes. Your knees are free. And your weight is evenly distributed as much as possible between the two buttocks. Finding a comfortable position for your hands. Allowing your fingers to be loose, not clasped. No need to hold anything right now. No need to keep the thumbs together or have any special pose for your hands. Just see where they want to be. Maybe gently rolling your shoulders back. I'd like to begin today by just gently encouraging you to bring to mind your goodness, your sila, some quality or something you do or have done, which is wholesome, well-intentioned, pure. May not be perfected just yet, You've seen some kindness, some integrity. Perhaps a commitment to being truthful or discovering the truth. Commitment to seeing the best in other beings and maybe in yourself. To owning up to your mistakes, something that's noble and worthy of respect. That you're developing in your heart. It's your own inner virtue that supports you on this path. Just bring to mind that quality or qualities, a sense of harmlessness. Forget about the faults right now. And allow it to gladden the heart. Might be some service you've done for others without expecting anything in return. Some voluntary work or offering of food to those who are in need. Maybe the Sangha, maybe people in crisis areas without food or shelter. Just reflect on this quality, the way it feels in the heart and mind. Not my quality, but just goodness, just virtue, beautifying your mind. Allowing yourself to feel good about your life, the path that you're on, the commitments you've taken up, even today with the 5 or the 8 precepts. And allowing that to bestow a sense of confidence and trust. Starting to suffuse your body with the sense of gladness. Bringing your awareness to the top of the head, or if you prefer, starting at the tips of the toes. I like to start at the top because I feel as though the awareness is just soaking through. Today it's very hot in England, so simile that comes to mind is gentle rain. Just falling on the top of the head. As this kind awareness notices whatever sensations are manifesting there right now. Just a gentle awareness spreading across the whole of the head. Every area of the scalp. Carrying with it that sense of goodness, kindness, peace, as you move through the forehead. Bring attention to the area between the eyebrows where we tend to hold tension. Imagine it expanding again as though gentle rain were falling in that area. Allowing your eyelids to relax, your eyes to hang loose in their sockets. No need to see anything right now. Your eyes are on holiday, able to rest. Feeling softness in the cheek area. Noticing your nose right down to the tip of the nose, area around and inside the nostrils. Feeling your lips. Allowing your lips to be soft. Perhaps wearing a gentle smile. Just to impart that sense of kindness, warmth. Allowing your jaw to be loose. Noticing any feelings around the jaw, the throat. All of the neck. Just letting things be. Allowing the mindfulness to build. Resting your awareness on both shoulders. Like gentle rain or mist swirling around your shoulders, inviting them to release any tensions and relax. Without looking for sensations, just receiving whatever feelings manifest in your shoulders right now. Just staying there and allowing the mindfulness to build. The lights of the mind to become brighter, clearer. You enter the world of feeling. Sensing into your arms, the upper arm, the armpits. Right down to your elbows. Allowing all those muscles in your upper arms to be loose, to be soft. Receiving the sensations in your elbows, your lower arms. All the way down to your wrists. Giving your wrists attention. Okay. Moving down to the palms of the hands, fleshy parts. Noticing any sensations there, maybe tingling, warmth, clamminess, softness. Back of the hands, the knuckles. And into each finger. And both of your thumbs. Giving each and every finger and fingertip some care. Inviting them to fully relax. And starting to explore the area from your neck, your throat, down through your torso, perhaps beginning with the chest. Keeping the mind, the awareness very gentle, allowing it to grow in its own time as you open up to any feelings in your chest area right now. Maybe on the surface, the skin, maybe deep inside. Spending a little bit of time anywhere you come across blockages or knots, tension or pain. Allowing it to be without rejecting it, without trying to make it go away. Just resting with it, keeping it company like a loving companion. Your awareness soaks through your chest and all the organs inside, down to your belly, your diaphragm, your intestines. Your pelvic area. Noticing all the different sensations in your trunk. Being kind to them, however agreeable or disagreeable they may be. Awareness treats them equally, just as the rain draws down in every area. And similarly, moving down from the back of the shoulders, across the upper back, the spine, back of the rib cage, down to your waist, around the sides of your ribs. Again, perhaps deep inside. Soaking through your whole back to your waist, your hips, and your buttocks. Feeling your buttocks supporting the weight of your trunk and just receiving any sensations you notice in the seat of the trunk. Allowing them to be. Moving down through your thighs, right around the thigh area, perhaps deep inside to the muscles, the flesh, the ligaments, even the bones. Just receiving sensations in your thighs, allowing them to be. Maybe throbbing, tingling, heat. Maybe tightness, whatever it is. Just being a friend to the feelings in your thighs. Right down to your knees, the back of the knees. The tendons, bones, and inviting your knees to relax, to expand. Moving down through the lower legs, calves, the shins, front and back, around the sides. Your ankles, noticing any feelings in your ankles right now. Being kind to them, allowing them to be. moving into your feet. It's bringing your awareness to the bridge of the foot. The heels. Soles, fleshy part of the foot, beneath your toes. Exploring all the different sensations in your feet, right down to your toes. Noticing each toe one by one. From the base to the tips of your toes. And inviting your toes to be loose. To be fully at ease. Once again, feeling the whole body now. Getting a sense of the whole body sitting or resting against the chair, maybe lying down. And just notice how you feel, how relaxed you are, and whether there's any unnecessary tension, tightness, contraction. It's possible to relax. Perhaps imagining that you are in a pool, maybe a cool forest pool, if it's hot where you are, or a warm bath. With nothing to do, no tension anywhere in your body, completely held, completely safe. Nobody else around. Your face can be loose. Belly can hang, shoulders, even droop, completely held, floating in this beautiful pool of water, just the right temperature, perfectly held. Body and take care of itself. And now you have the opportunity to notice the silence. The silence that surrounds you. Silence. Between my words. Allow the silence to suffuse the mind. Allowing the mind to feel peace, notice peace. Peace that's always there. The more you notice silence, the more it seems to deepen and grow, shimmer with beauty, with meaning, with truth. Thoughts may arise, but between the thoughts is a pause. Just see if you can rest in those silent places between my words, between your thoughts. As the silence grows and the space appears in the mind, you may notice your breathing, if that comes to mind. And invite the breath inside, resting your mind on the breath. Another place where mindfulness can grow. Not going out after the breath, but just welcoming the breath inside. Noticing the beauty, the silence, simplicity, and a single quiet breath. A reliable place to rest the mind. Nothing to do in the whole world but to care for a single breath. Continuing to relax, taking any pressure off the mind. Just inclining to where it finds the deepest rest. Whether with the body, feeling of relaxation, silence, or the breath. Just resting and allowing the mindfulness to build. The lights of the mind to turn up. So we're coming close to the end of this meditation. You can continue to stay deep inside, continue to rest the mind. Just noticing how you feel now, how relaxed is your body? How relaxed is your mind compared to when you began? If there is a little bit more ease and peace, why? How did that come about? Did you make the peace happen, or did you simply allow? If you do wish to come out of your meditation, just gently start connecting once more with your body as a whole. Just feeling the body sitting, held by the earth or the chair, grounded. Appreciating any comfort in the body, any ease, however subtle, however humble it may be. And respecting your body, respecting your mind, as your dearest and closest friends. Staying close to your body, close to the peace inside the mind, maybe close to your breath. As you gently, in your own time, gently, slowly open your eyes. Perhaps just gently raising them a little bit at first to see ground in front of you, maybe a couple of objects in front of you. Me, the microphone, the gong. Continuing to feel your experience as you gently emerge from the meditation. That you are starting to relax, maybe there's some sleepiness, some yawning, some release of tension, which is all very good. And you now have the chance to stretch a little bit and turn off your video if you wish. We'll meet back here at 4 o'clock. You can get yourself some water, some tea, whatever you need to do. Let's see if you can keep part of the mind inside and stay connected to the Zoom. We're coming back very soon, so Ajahn Brahm will now very shortly share the Bahya Sutta with us today.